Next patient is Timothy Barker. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sam Bono, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. History patient is a 73-year-old with a history of atrial fibrillation, TIA. 6 sinus symptoms, status was pacemaker implantation period. Patient is recently admitted to hospital with the symptoms of TIA period. Patient's pacemaker interrogation showed multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for management of atrial fibrillation period. Patient stated that he had 5 episodes of TIA in the past period. Past medical history, coronary heart disease, status was 10 placement, number 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 3, TIA, number 4, hypertension, number 5, hyperlipidemia, number 6 sinus symptoms, status was pacemaker, implantation period. Current medications. Allergies, codeine, and doxycycline. Current medication, hydralazine 50 mg, 2 times daily. Atorvastatin 80 mg daily. Aspirin 81 mg daily. Eliquis 5 mg, 2 times daily, period. Allergies, codeine and doxycycline. Family history, no history of premature coronary heart disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, no vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological no history, or seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 138/70/66, respiration 16, weight is 221 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1/6 systolic murmur, heart is rest and above, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Quick impression number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, coronary heart disease. Recommendation, patient with multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation that may be causing the TIA period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono.